Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast. Hope you enjoy it. It's brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for something unique, Lakewood has a large selection of special edition trucks by Chevrolet. Life is too short not to be special. Check them out at Lakewood Chev.
To a man, we're rehashing discipline, discipline, discipline.
Yeah, and it's weird. I mean, why is this still a storyline in game five? You know what I mean, Jason? I mean, after the first two games, we would have thought they would have learned. But, I mean, Todd McCullen is clearly getting a little frustrated having to talk about it over and over and over again. And whether it's discipline, whether it's some soft calls, I mean, you can argue that point a little bit too. But, I mean, Edmonton needs to stay out of the box. I think the perfect example is how much time those players like Connor McDavid and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins are playing on the penalty kill. I mean, you're not going to be effective 5-on-5 if you're spending so much time on the penalty kill. And I would expect tonight the Oilers will be, minding their manners, probably, I would think. You know, making sure they don't take any stupid penalties, because those things are just, they eventually come to cost you, and the Sharks have made them pay.
Well, you're right, Corey. I mean, it's been a subject for a couple of games now. You know, you can complain about the officiating, and yes, you can pick a couple of calls, maybe three, maybe four so far, that have been borderline, or you can just take the call out of the referee's hands, not get frustrated and take after whistle penalties. That's a good start right there. The Oilers just have to be more disciplined, is the word everybody's using. Are they seeing it that way as well, rather than moaning and complaining and whining that they're not getting any breaks?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think when you listen to what they have to say, they're not saying that they're, I don't know if they're just trying not to be fined or whatever, but they're not saying anything bad about the officiating so far. I mean, Todd kind of joked about it a little bit today in a press conference. I think it was actually with Jason on Jason's question. So it kind of was short on it. So maybe that was the first little sign of maybe some frustration creeping in. But listen, the penalties I thought in San Jose, most of them were legit. I mean, the first three, and that includes one Shark penalty in there too, I was kind of like, soft calls, but whatever, they're going both ways. And then, I mean, the 5-on-3 where McDavid takes that penalty coming back, I was surprised how much flack the officials were getting on Twitter and from things I was reading. So I watched that whole play coming up the ice. Now, granted, I had a great seat. It's coming right at me, but you saw it develop. I mean, it was clearly interference. It was textbook. And that's just, you know, he's trying to do his job defensively, but he grabs onto the player. I think it was Pavelski, and I mean, threw him behind him to get body position on him. I mean, that's a penalty. You got to call it. It doesn't matter if it's not Connor McDavid or if it's somebody else. If it's 5-on-3, that's what you need to do. So, listen, there's a soft call, and they've gone both ways. Shocking fan bases on either side aren't happy with the officiating. It's playoffs. But, listen, you need to take care, like you said, Robin, take care of your own business and take it away from the refs. If you don't put them in a situation to make a call, then you're golden. You'll continue on playing.
That's exactly. Don't give the officials the easy call, right? And I think that's probably what the Oilers have been guilty of a few times in this series, is making it an obvious call. So you got to, the Sharks, there's times when we can call it a 50-50 call, and sometimes they get called, sometimes they don't. You make it an 80-20 or a 90-10, it makes the referee's job much easier. And if the Oilers can stay disciplined, then, you know, now, if they're disciplined, that's great. But then when they do that, they've got to find a way to produce 5-on-5. Because even in the two games that they were very – well, the one game very disciplined, but the two games they were solid defensively, their offense has really been MIA for the most part, 5-on-5. They've got to do something, start scoring. And what do you think of Kujula moving up and Maroon moving with Letestu and Kassel?
Yeah, I think it's a good call. I think, and Tom McLeod made the point about maybe getting in on the forecheck a little bit more, because when we see the Oilers, when they're at their peak, is they're in on the pucks and causing some turnovers and havoc. And I don't know what's going on with Patrick Maroon. He just doesn't seem to quite have his game. I don't know if it's confidence. He's serving penalties all the time for Edmonton. I mean, gosh, last game he was in the box for at least 9 minutes between his penalties and serving penalties. He just doesn't seem to be in the flow of the game as much right now. So you put a guy like Kujula, who's, you know, he's not flashy, but he's a little bit quicker maybe, and he's shown he can capitalize when given the offensive chance. And I think you got to try it. Why not? And if it doesn't work, you still go back to that line again later in the series. But why not mix it up here tonight and maybe give Maroon a little bit less responsibility, just more focused on playing that heavy game and not have to worry about the pressure of scoring.
Yeah, and with Connor McDavid, Corey, I mean, I don't know about you, but I look at this kid, and I know it's been less than two full seasons, but I keep waiting for that explosion. I wonder, I don't know about the Sharks room, but he's not gone very long this season where he can say, geez, he's pretty ordinary. And by the bar he has set himself, he's been pretty ordinary.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, there's been flashes, I think, in games, Robin, of when he's looked like it's there and it's just about to get dialed up and something just goes awry, whether the puck bounces on him or a pass doesn't hit where it needs to go. And then you don't see that again for a while, to where when, you know, so many times this year, every time he touches the puck, everybody's getting out of their seats because he's about to do something. So, you know, yeah, the Sharks doing a lot to shut him down. They got to find a way, and I've been saying this all series, to get more speed through the neutral zone as well. I thought, I think he's been trying to do it a little bit more by wrapping it up a little bit in his own zone and trying to pick up speed before he gets to the puck. We all expect another level. And I still think, I mean, this is probably going to be, well, it's at least six, probably seven, who knows, game series. You're not going to shut Connor McDavid down that long. There's going to be a night, and you know, or their fans are hoping it's tonight when things go off. It's same with San Jose, right? We knew that, you know, Logan Couture and Joe Pavelski and Brett Burns were going to chip in at some point, and they all did in game four. So you hope that maybe tonight's the night for Connor McDavid.
Corey Graham joined us. You know, McDavid, pretty upbeat. Well, as upbeat as McDavid is, he's a pretty reserved guy most times. But, you know, and I don't expect him to outwardly show his frustration, although we did see that in the last game. And I would think, and, you know, Ray Ferraro talked about it. Cassian Lucic talked about it. You know what? That's the toughest part to learn about the playoffs, is when the emotion gets higher, which it does, for guys to find a way to be aggressive and angry but not let it impact how you play.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And like you said, from guys that have been in that situation and have experienced it, guys that have been expected to score at different levels, that's something, like, you know, when you're tied up along the boards and you're cross-checking guys because you're frustrated and you're expending a lot of energy doing things you don't normally do in games, I think you just need to kind of find a way. And, I mean, listen, it's easy for us to talk about it, finding a way to channel your game. I think you're in the heat of the moment, things aren't going well, you're getting, you know, you're getting chipped every play, different times of the ice, you're getting guys running into you, guys poking at you. It's got to build up, you know, and you're waiting for yourself. You expect yourself to be a guy that can lead this team and score, and it's just not going. It's got to be hard to be that guy and just say, look, I just got to do what I do and not worry about all that other stuff on the side. But, I mean, you get carried away. You get taken in with it, especially when the score starts getting lopsided. You maybe get a chance to let some of that out. And, you know, maybe for his sake, hopefully some of that got out last game and is sort of a fresh start now. And, you know, the idea that a 7-0 game is the same as a 2-1 game, I agree. But sometimes, and I think Tom McClellan mentioned this day too, sometimes it's easy to lose 7-0 because you can throw everything away. Everything's gone now. Like, you can't fool yourself to think you were in a hockey game where sometimes you lose, you know, you lose 4-3 and you think you did some good things and you're close when really you weren't. I mean, they weren't close last night, so now they can hopefully get all that emotion and all that frustration out from last game and start fresh here tonight.
Corey, in the past, Todd McClellan hasn't seemed too concerned about getting a Connor McDavid away from matchups that the other coach wants. The feeling, obviously, he's good enough to play through it. Let's not get all distracted, you know, with the lines. Did McClellan give any indication at all that he might try and pay more attention to that, get McDavid away from Vlasic and Braun with the last change at home?
Well, he mentioned it, Robin, and he mentioned that, you know, you can try to do that on faceoffs. The problem is, if you lose that draw, the other team gets the puck, and boom, that pairing's getting changed right away. So, yeah, it's definitely part of it. You definitely try to put yourself in a situation to succeed, but if you don't win the faceoff and the other team gets a change, that's just, you've missed an opportunity. And I think that's something they're going to be trying to bear down a little bit more on tonight, will be faceoffs and maintaining possession. So those times when you do get, you know, maybe the offensive zone draw with the third pairing out or a line that you like the matchup out against, you need to get possession of that puck and make them pay. And they haven't done that so far this series. And I think that's going to be a big focus here tonight.
CG, we'll see you down at the rink.
Sounds good, fellas. Thanks for the time.